Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Diana?
This is she.
All right. Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that would be a yes. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote at all?
I always vote. I'm a Democrat.
All right.
I vote for my Democratic Party.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
Why does that matter?
Well, we just want to get for the survey, like, kind of, like, answers from people of all ages. So that's really
I'm 69.
All right. So, wait, let me try to do the math. So we're in the year 2024. 2024 minus 69. So would it be, I think, 1955, that would be right?
Yep.
All right. What is your race?
Excuse me?
Would you mind telling me your race?
I'm Hispanic.
All right. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat.
All right. And thinking
Joe
about
Biden,
the election... All right. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for your Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
All right. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feelings, and 100 very warm, favorable feelings. And then 50 is neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100. And also, if you don't know this person or have never heard of him or have no opinion, if you could please say so. So the first one, the first person is Joe Biden.
100.
All right. What about Morgan LaMantia?
30.
30. All right. What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Greg Abbott?
0.
What
no,
about...
I'll take it back on Greg Abbott. 80.
All right. 80? All right. What about Adam Hinojosa?
Loud Hinojosa? 0.
0. And what about Ted Cruz?
0.
All right. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
50%.
All right, so would that maybe you somewhat approve or you somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
All right. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as a state senator?
Disapprove.
All right, would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, and you, would you be voting for a Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Joe Biden.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
A Democrat.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for who would you vote?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for who would you vote?
Vicente Gonzalez, 100%.
All right. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa? I'm sorry, what was that?
I would vote for the Republican.
Oh, for Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. And for each one, if you could please tell me how high of a priority that issue should be. And the options are, do you think this would be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and state legislature? So the first one is securing the border.
Priority.
All right. Would you say that's maybe a high priority?
High.
All right. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
High priority.
All right. Supporting public schools.
High priority.
Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
High priority.
And ensuring access to affordable, quality health care.
High priority.
All right. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat, Morgan LaMantia, or Republican, Adam Hinojosa?
Republican.
All right. And thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. And after each, if you could please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban. Would you say you're much... Oh, all right. So would you say maybe you're much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely to support them, somewhat less likely to support them, or much less likely to support them?
Likely to support him.
All right. So would that be maybe somewhat less likely, much less likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat more likely, or much more likely? All right. What about a candidate who voted? All right. A candidate who's voted to support Texas LGBTQ community.
Most likely.
All right. So would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right. What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
Much more likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher and policies?
Much more likely.
And what about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Much more likely.
All right. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
All right. So would you say you use WhatsApp to, like, because you belong in groups, or yes, you have WhatsApp and use it for direct messages, or yes, you have WhatsApp and you're part of groups and use it for direct messages?
I use it for messages.
All right. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
All right. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
All right. And what was your last year of schooling that you completed?
One year of college.
All right. And just finally, strictly for verification purposes, I am speaking with Diana, right?
Yes.
All right. So thank you so much for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for the time and sharing. No? All right.
No.
Well, thank you so much.
No,
all right.
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, then. This will finish our survey. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.